you're about to send your son or daughter off to university, you may believe that they're old enough to decide what they want to do with their life. At the same time, if you're footing the tuition bill, there's a crucial sense in which you have a right to voice your opinion and engage in responsible discussion on his or her educational choices. On the next Family Matters, we'll be talking about what to do when your child is choosing to study something that you don't necessarily agree with. Stick with us. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. We received this question from a mother who is worried about her daughter's choice to study fine arts. She asks, "Is there any legitimate place for the arts within the biblical worldview, or is it simply a frivolous and worldly pursuit? How can we tell good and godly art from bad art? Our daughter is an art student at the university, and we're worried that she's just wasting her time and energy. More importantly, we have deep concerns about the moral aspects of what she's doing. Her life drawing class regularly requires her to sketch the nude human figure from a live model. How do you feel about that?" This is a broad-ranging and complex subject. We could spend a lot of time talking about its academic aspects. But first, we'd say that you and your daughter should sit down and talk about your concerns openly and honestly. Does she know how you feel about the course of study she's chosen to pursue? Has she told you why she wants to be involved in the arts? What does she hope to do with her training once she graduates? These issues should be laid on the table and examined in the context of a calm, intelligent adult conversation. That said, we need to point out that art occupies an important and thoroughly legitimate place in the Christian worldview. In the beginning, God created. This in itself is the validation of the authorization of all human creativity. People are creators with a small c. Author J.R.R. Tolkien called them sub-creators. That's because God, in whose image men and women are made, is the creator par excellence. This explains why art of all kinds, drawing, painting, photography, writing, music, song, poetry, and dance, can be viewed as a vital component of vibrant Christian praise and worship. How can you tell the difference between good art and bad art? Discernment of this kind can be an art form in itself. Part of the answer lies in the relationship between philosophy, theology, worldview, and artistic expression. If we had to summarize this vast topic in a phrase or two, we'd probably say that Christians need to be on the lookout for the difference between order and chaos in the creative arts. Generally speaking, order reflects a God-centered worldview. Chaos, on the other hand, is characteristic of atheistic thinking. By way of example, consider the artwork of the 17th century Dutch painter Jan Vermeer. It's not necessarily the realism of Vermeer's work that makes it better or more Christian than the abstract splatterings of the 20th century expressionist Jackson Pollock. There's an element of design and intentionality in Vermeer's paintings. In this sense, his work presents a stark contrast to that of Pollock, whose paintings were produced purely by random chance. The same sort of contrast emerges when we compare the music of Mozart with the compositions of John Cage. These artists and composers were working out of markedly different philosophical assumptions. As a result, their works embodied different ideas about the existence of God and the nature of reality. Where nude art is concerned, we take the view that this is an individual matter. Christians need to set their own personal standards of propriety in response to the dictates of conscience and their understanding of the Word of God. At the same time, we'd suggest that common sense is sufficient to tell the difference between nude artwork and mere pornography. Genuine art seeks to enhance our appreciation of the beauty, goodness, and truth of God's creation. Pornography is calculated only to titillate and incite lust. In certain cases, there may be a fine line between the two. Your daughter may want to bear these thoughts and principles in mind as she thinks about her future as a Christian artist. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.